3570.
The top White House officials were counseling some of the Democratic senators on how to cope with the disruptions at the public events. Plus, the AFL-CIO union stepping in big time, saying they're going to fight back and advising all members that healthcare reform is a good thing and we need you at all of these meetings that are bubbling up across the nation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to dive right into that thorny issue, healthcare reform. You already know where I stand on it, but we'll go deep again. Meanwhile, what do you do when you're an aging rock singer and you think you can live forever? Well, what happens is if you're Steven Tyler, unfortunately, from Aerosmith, he had head, neck, and shoulder injuries. He took a fall from the stage in South Dakota. He was at a concert. The people there still screaming and yelling. They thought it was part of the act until he didn't get up. And then finally somebody helped him get up. See, that's the thing. They look the same. They have the same kind of makeup. They have the same kind of stage show. But it's a little bit different when you are in your 60s versus when you were in your 20s. Because I want to say that Tyler, if he's not 60, he's pretty close to 60. Also, it's a wrap-up of what happened in North Korea. Everybody wants to know, what was the deal? Was there a deal? How did Bill Clinton get in the middle of this thing? Something has to be up with Kim Jong-il. So what's the fallout of getting the two American journalists out of North Korea? First, one of them is, and Bill Clinton's going to talk about it in a second, the fact that the two women apparently were just there on the edge of that border, so they were in North Korea when they were picked up, because I thought and I had heard that they were still on the other side and that they were snatched over by guards, but they definitely had drifted over to the North Korean side. So Bill Clinton was noticeably silent when the plane touched down that was supplied by a Hollywood mogul. So they touched down in California, and everybody spoke. Of course, Al Gore and Laura Ling spoke, and Lisa Ling, her famous sister, spoke, and a slew of other people had a few things to say, but nobody heard from Bill Clinton. Today he finally spoke. Here's what he had to say.
The pictures were worth a million words yesterday. I'm glad I could be of some help, but I am not a policymaker. I shouldn't be. So I have an obligation to report to my government and otherwise to say nothing that would in any way tip the balance of any kind of decisions that might or might not be made. I just can't do it. Well, they were released on the humanitarian grounds, and I did not, on a substantive matter, as the White House has already said, I can repeat what they've said. The young women had acknowledged that they did go into North Korea briefly in a few steps, and that they shouldn't have done it. And the Secretary of State had previously said that the United States regretted that. And that was enough. I was not asked for any more, nor did I offer any more. What the White House told you on that was factually accurate. I am totally committed to letting the White House say whatever they want to say about this. There can only be one president at one time. I was asked to do a job. I did it to the best of my ability. I was honored to do it. But I do not want to say anything that could in any way play any role in the maximum freedom that I want my president and our government and the national security team to have in charting a way forward. It's not helpful and it's not necessary. As far as I'm concerned, they're the sole spokesperson from here on out for all of this. They were deeply emotional, as you heard when what they said, and they were delightful on the plane trip home. I mean, they were happy, and they tried to sleep and couldn't. And when we stopped at the American base in Japan, they got their first, you know, real old-fashioned American breakfast, and even a little more. They had little huevos rancheros, and they had to be careful since they'd been on a radically different diet for almost 5 months to measure their intake. But it was basically a lovely thing. You can see they're very nice people. You can see they're very impressive. And
all right, and, so there's Bill Clinton wrapping up the tail end of what happened in the transfer, of course, as he said, and I like that part where he throws in they hadn't had food, really, the different kind of food, so they were anxious to get some home cooking when they stopped in Japan. We've got two Canadians on hold. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
See, the Canadians are taking over.
That's right. Stay across that border. So Friday's the big night. Congratulations again. You're going to ask your girlfriend to marry you.
Yeah, but not at the football game. That's not romantic.
No, don't do that.
No. Okay, you've been to Montreal.
Yes.
You've been once or twice. Mm-hmm. On Mount Royal, you go farther up, there's a place called Mount Royal Lookout, mm-hmm, where you can see the whole city. So to me, I mean, you see the whole city and behind, and you know, near Mount Royal Lookout, there's this really old, like almost like castle-like building. And I figure, you know, that's romantic enough.
That sounds good. So you're going to ask her before the football game?
After.
After. Good for you. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, because you know, you see all the lights, you know, of the city, and you know, and all that. So.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. So if you hear of a guy screaming, going nuts. Friday night in Montreal, you know, or two people going nuts, you know, it's us. But like I said, she says, but, you know, I don't know what her answer is going to be, so, you know, I'm going in there with an open mind. It's not going to be, oh, you say no, that's it. You know, I'm not going to be like that.
Right, you're going to wait and see.
Yeah, but I didn't, okay, obviously I didn't call to talk about that. But,
mm-hmm,
you know. But anyway, if enough unions, because you just mentioned the AFL-CIO earlier, if enough, like, big unions, like the Teamsters and, you know, whatever other unions, if they back it, do you think that the Congress or the Senate will say, hey, look, these unions carry a lot of power when it comes to elections. We better pass it. Do you think that'll happen?
Well, no, I don't think that there will be that pressure necessarily. I think what'll happen is they're trying to get people to rally and say, listen, we've got to get to the meetings and we want health care reform.
Right.
So we want you, our members, to be that other voice, the voice of reason. We want you to go and you shout down that other side that's screaming, we don't want nationalized health care. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a big collision all around the United States, no matter what city it is or wherever it is, because
right,
if enough of the union people go out, then you're going to have two screaming sides.
Okay, yeah, but
so that's what it's about, stacking the deck, getting
yeah,
more of the other side to come out.
Okay, you know, because when you said about the AFL-CIO, I know it's a pretty pretty powerful union.
Oh, it is. It is, and it's not that the people that are for the healthcare reform would be supportive of the union, of course.
Right.
But still, you're going to have a lot of Republicans, especially, who they don't want it. They're already the Blue Dog Democrats who are questioning, trying to ram this through and everything.
Yeah,
and so I don't think they'll necessarily be persuaded by that.
Okay, I apologize for asking some question. What's a Blue Dog Democrat? I apologize in asking.
Okay, blue states and red states.
Okay.
So what do you think a blue state means? If they're a Democrat,
yeah,
and I say they're a Blue Dog Democrat,
okay,
you got it? Slanting toward the Republican color. Get it? You got it. I knew it, Sam. Call us when you find out what the answer is on Sunday, and hopefully it's good news. Congratulations to you. Al, if you hang on, we'll pick you up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Of America tonight, coming up a little bit later, more on John Hughes' death, 59 years old, so many movies to his credit, writer, director, all around good guy, at least according to the people who worked for, or worked with him, many of those young actors at the time. We were talking about healthcare a little bit on the edge there. I just wanted to add something which is interesting for people who don't know, and I think most people realize the blue and the red state thing. And a blue state, of course, you're slanting toward the Democratic Party. The red state tends to go the Republican way, right? And I didn't even realize this. I thought so. If you remember during the 2000 presidential election, it was really Tim Russert who many people credit with coming up or coining that phrase, the red and the blue states, because he had the chalkboard, remember, and then he would have a map and stuff. And so in talking about preferences, and he was the one who really brought that term back to life, if you will. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us across the border in Canada as well. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, when Bill Clinton was in the White House, good-looking young women came to him. Now he's got to fly all the way to North Korea to pick up good-looking young women. Man, has he ever gone downhill?
You know, exactly.
Kate, I'll tell you, this is ancient history now. It's a couple weeks old, but when President Obama, this is how naive Obama is, or how, I don't know what the proper adjective is, but when he was in Cairo, he gave a big speech in Cairo, presumably from a teleprompter, and he condemned George W. Bush. He was over in Cairo condemning a former president of the United States in front of a bunch of Muslims. And he said that George W. Bush was a complete idiot. I'm paraphrasing him now. I'm not quoting him directly, but he said George W. Bush, he implied that George W. Bush was a complete idiot for getting rid of Saddam Hussein, a war criminal who's committed crimes against humanity. And then when he was in France, he gave another big highfalutin speech on on the site of the D-Day invasion on in Normandy, where the Americans and the British and the Canadians invaded France to liberate Europe from Hitler, and he praised the Allies for getting rid of Adolf Hitler. Now, Adolf Hitler was a war criminal who committed crimes against humanity. Saddam Hussein, would you agree with me that Saddam Hussein was a miniature Adolf Hitler? You know, he's not...
Oh, for what he did to his people and what his sons did.
He's not the equivalent. He didn't do as much evil as Adolf Hitler,
right.
But he's sort of a wannabe Adolf Hitler or a diet Adolf Hitler. that's what I would call Saddam Hussein. And
right.
So what does this guy actually listen to what comes out of his mouth? He's condemning George W. Bush for getting rid of a wannabe diet Adolf Hitler. And then he's praising the Allies, which is a good thing to do, to praise the Allies, for getting rid of another man who could, he contradicts himself on the same bloody trip.
Right. I think that's the thing. You know, he was such a smooth talker, Al, on the campaign trail, and I would say that's where he's gotten caught up, just like the thing with the police officer, Sergeant Crowley, and saying that the police department acted stupidly. He kicked up the dust on that whole thing with Professor Gates. And the other example, the world speech, and you're right, and what the idea, especially in Cairo, as you know, was to embrace the Muslim population and to say that, hey, I'm here. Remember the whole Christian Judeo, and Muslim face, and he threw that out there, that the United States was multicultural and ethic and all that. And, of course, he stepped into it. So you're right, absolutely. There's been some bungles with that.
And I'll leave you, I got another prediction. We've got a good looking young Canadian woman up on the space station, right? She's up on the, Julie Payette. She's a French Canadian girl. She's, good looking. So if she gets in trouble, I wonder if Bill's gonna fly up there and rescue her. I don't think there's any good looking young woman on this planet who is not going to be rescued by, Super Bill.
That's right. He's the rescuer of any young, attractive woman. I got your drift.
He's our superhero.
All right, thanks, Al. Al trying to make a funny. We move forward from that and ultimately to what I was talking about at the top of the show, the whole idea of these healthcare protests and now what's happening, because the White House is looking at this and saying there just were some meetings in Florida that were disrupted, Arkansas, Connecticut, it's no matter where it is, that's what's happening. And I said this the other night on one of the shows. It's not true that people, I don't believe this. This isn't like the 2000 election where you had the Brooks Brothers guys, that's what they called them, that were there and they were shouting and all that other sort of stuff, and they were trucking them in, and they were Republicans, conservatives that went down there to push for the George Bush deal for the hanging chads. Remember that, the whole controversy over it? But in this case, I think it's just regular people who are disenfranchised, who don't really understand what any of the healthcare conversation is about. So they're showing up at these meetings. And I don't think you can condemn people for wanting to be informed to going. I think that's a good thing. Now, if people go with the agenda of just screaming things out the whole time, of course, that's not good because they're not going to really be heard anyway and nothing will be solved. Well, now the White House is coming back with their own plan, and they're organizing the Democrats, and they're promising that what's going to happen is the Allies, they're calling them the Allies, are going to respond with twice the force if any lawmaker is, number one, criticized in television advertising or in going to these protests when these lawmakers are speaking at hospitals, forums, whatever it is, that they're going to also try to rally more people to come out and be at those town hall meetings because they want to be heard. And if they're going to have noisy demonstrators, they're going to have the other side as well. Because you look at the polls and it's showing in the polls, there is massive declining support for, number one, the president, and also the agenda of nationalized health care. It's obvious that the public support isn't there. At least if the public support is there, the people who support it, of course, are not showing up at this meeting. So now the Democrats are trying to come up with their own pushback, and they're accusing the Republicans of sanctioning mob tactics, mob tactics. And it's interesting. I read some of the signs that people were holding up. There was one guy who had a sign that read, "If socialized medicine is the best, why doesn't Ted Kennedy go to Canada?" So, and then another sign, "Don't wreck our health care, just improve it." And see, that's what makes sense. That makes sense to me. That's what I say. Don't wreck the health care, just improve it. Because yes, it can be improved. Yes, there are, we say this again, there are 1,000 stories out there. There are some ridiculous things that have happened to people, but a bill that's not even really in the form of a bill that hasn't even been read or dissected, that's ridiculous. And to try to ram that through, which now there's the August break, but still even in the fall, I think people have to be informed. They have to know what it means, right? And the Republican Party says, look, you can accuse us all you want of being behind these protests, but we are not behind these protests. Still, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe it. He scoffs at this notion that the protesters, the people, the average Mr. and Miss America that are showing up, don't really reflect the grassroots sentiment that is out there. So I'm asking you, in your neighborhoods, at your barber shop, when you're getting your car fixed, when you're hanging out with your buddies fishing and you're dropping a line in the water and you start talking about a bunch of different things, and I guarantee it, healthcare, honestly, comes up in the strangest places because people are concerned. I really do think it is just the average person in their suburb, at their Mahjong games, at their golf game, whatever. They're talking about what they're hearing, right? In fact, Reid went so far as to hold up a piece of artificial turf during one of his little one-on-ones with some reporters, saying that this is ridiculous, it's destructive to the efforts to interrupting this debate that we should have and we are having, that, you know, then if they're doing this, they don't have any better ideas, that there's no interest in letting the negotiators, even in small numbers, negotiate. That they're taking, this is what Reid said, they're taking their cues from talk show hosts, internet rumor mongers, and insurance rackets. Because what the Democrats are saying is it's the insurance people who don't want to see the change because of the millions and millions of dollars that ultimately so many of them are making. Okay, like I said, the AFL-CIO announces that they're going to mobilize a bunch of labor activists to try to go to these town hall meetings in 50 districts this month to counter the conservative protesters. Man, I think we're going to have massive protests like we haven't seen in a very long time all over the place. And I just wonder if any discussion is going to happen. 800-259-5791. You're listening to America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
What do you think Ferris is going to do?
It's going to be a strike with that Venus.
Going to get everybody to party, including the marching band, the Twist and Shouts, downtown Chicago. What a great theme that was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Sadly, John Hughes, 59 years old, the director of that great movie and a slew of others like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, passed away after having a heart attack while walking around Manhattan. If you have a line from one of his movies and you want to share it with us, or you want to throw out your favorite, you can do that. He was the king of the teen flick in the 80s and in the 90s. We're talking about a couple of different things, including healthcare reform and the shouting matches, and now the Democrats are pushing back and they're going to have people at the various places where lawmakers are speaking, the forums are bubbling up, and the AFL-CIO is saying the same thing. So I think you're not going to get any conversation at some of these places, to be honest. Scott in Wisconsin, hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Hey, today I just wanted to let you know that I was searching on my palm instrument, and I found a article in there that was saying, ouch, early flu shot season comes with three jabs. So I went on there and was reading it, and I was kind of alarmed because I know that this, they've been talking about this epidemic level being raised to a level six and a new swine virus. And this was wrote by Mike Stobin. If I could read a little bit to you and then have you comment.
Okay.
It says, get ready to roll up your sleeves three times for the flu shots this fall. That's right, three times. This year's flu season is shaping up to be a very different one. Most people will need one shot for the regular flu, seasonal flu, and probably two others to protect against the new swine flu. Then it goes on to say that the regular flu vaccine, elderly people, healthcare workers, and pregnant women are among the priority groups to take the shot. And this shot is dangerous. It's got nothing but poison in it. They said that it has the Swellen virus, which they gave our soldiers back in the first Gulf War, these anthrax shots, if you're aware of that, and that mm-hmm. it caused nerve and brain damage. And they say that this is by, I think, one of the big drug companies that's called Baxter. And mm-hmm. they were doing tests out in Maryland with that do biological warfare on a on the warheads.
Okay, but who, when you say they, who has proof that these shots are not dangerous? We know that there was swine flu before, if you remember, and the shots were brutal, and obviously people were killed. It was terrible. If you remember Fort Dix when that happened decades and decades ago. But right now, supposedly, the testing phase is going on for the swine flu, and hey, it's whether you trust, how do you know when you take shots of anything, let's be honest about it. It's, everything is experimental when it comes to medicine. But the swine flu, you're right, it already is at a level six. It already is a pandemic according to the World Health Organization. But who is saying, who are they that are saying this is poison that's going to be put in these needles and then pregnant women and healthcare workers would go first and children? Who's they?
Well, you know, Dr. Bill, which is on the Genesis Communication, has been talking about this. You know, mm-hmm. he's the medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He's been distinctly talking to doctors all over about this. And, of course, the media ain't going to tell you because they're run by a lot of it by Satan. But he did talk that this shot, they're going to try to say you need this shot. It's a big scare and scam. And I think that what they want to do is this article came out of Atlanta.
Oh, you got gongs, Scott. That means we have to let you fly. All right, here's the thing. I appreciate a different point of view on the swine flu and the vaccination. And trust me, it's like what's going on with autism. And there's people that are saying autism was caused by some of these unnecessary vaccinations, remember? And the health organizations are pushing back against that. And there are others who are saying, no, look, we've got this information. We have doctors that are saying that. And so, for my money, I know that the CDC is testing it, and I don't think it's a media cover-up. I don't believe that. I think that what the deal is that it's in the testing phase, and you can question, and it's not wrong to question what it is you're taking, and should you be taking it, and all those questions are all valid and all good to think about. But I don't believe there, honestly me, I don't believe there's a conspiracy with the swine flu. The one thing I would say is that you don't hear, that you're right about, Scott, I'll give you credit for this, you don't hear much conversation about it, you don't. And of course, that, you could label that the conspiracy to not talk about it, to not get people's fears up, because that was happening, if you remember, in the very beginning. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. That's the number to call to be a part of the show, whether or not you want to talk about what's happening with healthcare reform or anything else going forward. I had just mentioned John Hughes, of course, passing away. And if you think of John Hughes, some of the movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, there are a whole bunch of movies that he was involved with, not in so much in recent times, but real hits. He had a lot of hits in his day, and he worked his way up and started a lot of people's careers, gave them a good leg up. What was your favorite John Hughes movie, Matt? It's funny because you and I were talking about this off the air, and we both didn't like The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, not at all. I think probably Ferris Bueller's Day Off would probably be my favorite one. Weird Science is pretty good. Home Alone was a classic, and I was younger when that came out, so obviously I liked it. But I just think Ferris Bueller is one that kind of holds up over the test of time. There's always great lines from it. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, that's another good one, too. Lots of good lines in that. And I like Uncle Buck, as you said earlier, too. So those are probably my top four or five, however many I listed there.
Yeah, the lines in that movie were so good, in the Uncle Buck movie and Planes and Trains. I mean, really, that's the dialogue I thought was pretty good that he wrote.
Yeah, definitely. Just like, and it's two classic like comedy actors, but then there was a lot of like drama underneath it too, and there's, you know, a little sentiment between the two characters and the relationship that, you know, happens during the long trek that they endure together.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So a lot of people responding to John Hughes' death because, as I said, a lot of people had to thank him for starting their careers. I mentioned some of the names. And Matthew Broderick forever will be known as Ferris Bueller. As somebody had emailed me earlier, they saw him in The Producers on Broadway, and they still couldn't get out of their head that this guy was Ferris Bueller, that this is Ferris Bueller up there on the stage. And I guess people still yell some of the lines from that movie out, Bueller, Bueller, you know. They just scream it out at him in New York these many, many years later. So that is what you would consider a runaway hit, a cult film, a classic phenomenon, whatever you want to call it. Not even cult film because it did okay at the box office, but it has that timelessness that people will go back, and I bet you people now certainly will go back and watch too. Here's a couple of headers that we touched on earlier. I want to make sure that you know this. It's official, Sonia Sotomayor was confirmed to the Supreme Court. The freshman Senator Al Franken presided over the vote. So that was a big moment for him. Obviously, this is a big one for Obama because his nominee goes through, and we'll see what happens when she jumps on the Supreme Court coming up this fall, how the rulings go and what's written about her and what, more importantly, what she writes about and what some of her decisions are. But I'll say it again and again and again. If you think it's that she is the devil and she's going to change the style of the Supreme Court, I shouldn't say the style, she's going to change the way the Supreme Court is going, think again, because she's stepping in for Justice Souter. And Souter was definitely very, very liberal. In fact, she might not be quite as liberal as Souter, but we don't know because there's some big things. Always there's something big that's coming up with the Supreme Court. There's things that sort of go under the wire, but then there's always big issues to be decided. And abortion is always one that's out there flying around that could come back up and bubble up. And coming back into the court in the fall, it'll be interesting to see how some of those rulings go. For Obama, I don't know that people would have predicted this time last year was when he was the guy who started to look really good for the office. Everybody was talking about Obama, if you remember, after the back and forth with Hillary Clinton and the nastiness with both of the Clintons, actually, and gearing up to the Democratic convention. Well, Obama's approval ratings now dropped 50%. 50% because some of the things that have happened with the economy, especially, is getting a lot of blowback from that. But, and there's all kinds of polls out there. This one is from Quinnipiac University that shows 50% of Americans approve of the job Obama's doing compared to 42%, which is a much higher number, who don't approve. In fact, that's one of the lowest numbers since Obama took office, and it's down from a 57% approval rating at the beginning of July. Now, a Fox News poll, and geez, you don't have to pay for this. We can actually tell you about it until it all gets thrown on the website. You've got to pay for it. Released on July 23rd, showed his job performance at 54%. So you can see that domestic policy issues, and especially when it comes to this health care reform and what's happening there, I think that's hurting his ability there, and also with the economy, too. So where would you rank your president right now? 800-259-5791,
ATN. Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know.
So who are the real faces of the town hall mob? That's what everybody wants to talk about. The Democrats, and especially Harry Reid, who held up a piece of AstroTurf, I mentioned that earlier, says that these are plants, that these are conservative Republicans who were sent in to disrupt the meetings and are anti-Obama and are trying to screw things up, basically, and they're going to counterattack with any of the meetings in the next couple of weeks in August. This is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard us before, tune in because we go all over the place. We are the favorite show of those with ADD. And why? Because we have ADD. Everybody has it, right? And that's not a conspiracy. I just truly believe that. How about this? This is the blunder. I'm just saying. This is the blunder of the day. What's it like when somebody gets an award but they truly aren't even in that profession? Check this out. A Connecticut woman who spent more than $2,000 to stage a dinner honoring her as Nurse of the Year has been charged with pretending to be a nurse at a doctor's office. So this 56-year-old woman, Betty Lechtenstein, was actually charged. What the deal is prosecutors say that Dr. Gerald Weiss believed that she was a registered nurse, especially after she was named the Connecticut Nursing Association's Nurse of the Year. So how did this happen? How do you get named the Nurse of the Year when you're not even a nurse? Now, if she is convicted, because she would be convicted of reckless endangerment, she would be probably in jail for about 5 years or more because you get that criminal impersonation charge as well. So what happened was the she, you know, she put herself down as a nurse. She started to float herself as a nurse, but yet she wasn't a nurse. But she did such a good job of having people believe it that she was named as the best one. Again, do people not check credentials? It's like this doctor saying, I believe she was a registered nurse. So, and even with this arrest warrant, they say that association doesn't exist that she listed herself on. So apparently they didn't check very well. Exactly. I mean, that is just stupid. I guess if you can get away with it, a lie is a lie is a lie. Hey, I'm a nurse. I know people that actually, when people tried to pick them up at bars, if they were trying to blow them off, guys did this, and women that I knew, they would make up some profession. I'm a pilot. I have to leave in the morning, but they really weren't, or I'm whatever. It's different, though, when someone's trying to hit on you and you're trying to get away from them versus you're setting yourself up for a high honor. And then plus this doctor is duped and he has no idea. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, a couple topics. No particular order. You can cut me off whenever you like. Really quick, I was ignorant of the fact that those two women worked for Al Gore's company, so you were right last
week. Yeah, I mentioned that. Yeah, that's why he was there.
The New York Post happened to mention that, and they basically said, why did he bother to put these two women in that particularly dangerous position in North Korea, reading what could happen with this this foreign policy action? And I just wanted this people, this is the guys, I guess, the Machiavellian to me, just change former Vice President Al Gore to former Vice President Dick Cheney, and everybody would have said these two women are spies, let them rot in jail. So if you don't think that was what would have happened, that's exactly what would have happened. So at the same token, why is it, without taking the North Korean side of the argument, why is it just assumed that these women were on some peaceful or non-covert mission, not spying, just because they're Democrats? Or you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll come with that.
Sure. So that's, and they were on the North Korean territory. They were a few miles in. Yeah.
Hey, so I mean, just a jaded part of me saying, hey, if that was Dick Cheney's people, it would be a whole different ballgame. And another caller,
right.
just really quick, the other caller, when he mentioned about the vaccine, I'm not going to go into what he went into, but Department of Homeland Security, Centers for Disease Control, and Health and Human Services have an arrangement with to inoculate first responders and pregnant women. So he was right about that. And also this, apparently it's supposed to get much worse in October, the swine flu, which I mentioned months ago. It ain't over yet, folks. And they're supposed to use the troops to quarantine this country, to lock down the country. That's what he was getting at. But there was something very, and this all has to do with the healthcare and just health in general. But this administration has allowed, and Kathleen Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, if this is a Republican administration, I'm just telling you, folks, this is what, you would not hear the end of this. If a Republican administration did what the Obama did and gave immunity to the drug companies for these vaccines, we'd still be hearing about it. If you get sick or die from this swine flu vaccine, there's nobody you can sue. If it was a different administration, Republican we'd still be having congressional hearings on this. I know this for a fact because this is what happens. You know, I was just telling you. So if that's what's coming out is true, what the fellow talked about with the swine flu and first responders. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but here's where I got to cut it off. Like, there's no way, Mark,
I'm not going to go down the conspiracy. You get this.
I won't go down the conspiracy road that they're trying to kill every American and put poison in the needle so that we all drop dead like Jonestown. That's not true. But you're right, and it's what I said. You have to worry about the quality of health care, and they are in cahoots, and everybody knows. They've said this now a billion times, that it's pregnant women and who's getting the lineup first. You're right, yeah.
I'm saying that, you know, but nothing's changed in the administration, and
right.
Folks like Alex Jones out there, and people know who that is, that he goes into that. And I mean, I particularly agree, but I won't go into that. I want to say one other thing about someone called the Rush Limbaugh program, the former military guy, and he's talking about this whisper campaign that the Obama administration has. That if you hear people, you know, that sounds something sounds fishy, you know, let the White House know. Guess what, Mr. Obama, Media Matters, everybody else listening, you don't have to do that for me. This is Mark in Port Chester, New York. I'm talking to Kate Delaney. I think, and I know the people out there are just real true Americans, and it's sad. This is Stalinist tactics, what you have here. And people, the American people, when you ask them about health care, they said they want it fixed, but 80% of them appreciate what they have. They like their health care. I like my health care.
Right.
As a union member, I'm willing to take a pay. I'm willing to let you, this is how far sighted I am. You can tax my health benefits, but let me buy the insurance that caters to what I need as middle-aged guy. Don't,
right.
You know, part of the problem with New York and all these other places, Connecticut and mostly these politicians in cahoots with the insurance companies, both Republican and Democrat, especially Democrat. New York State, you buy policies that, to cover procedures you'll never need.
That's
so
right.
That goes on. But you see, this is one guy talking about one issue. I'm just a regular blue-collar guy, Kay. I call you for all the time.
I know.
But I'm semi-informed. So if you think these people that are standing up and shouting down these politicians, they're just like me. They're not
the
mobs. They're not the
I agree.
Bob is doing is just, it's where the hell are we going in this country? People don't want to go that far.
I agree.
They don't want their money, their tax money going to fund insurance for illegals and people that are not deserving because they're simply taken from Peter to pay Paul.
That's right.
And it's that's what it is.
That's
so
right. You
made
a good
point. White House, I don't give a damn. You know what
you
I mean?
You made a good point, Mark. Thanks. I mean, Mark is right. He's saying what I was saying is that the people at these meetings, it's not true. It's not true what Harry Reid is saying. It's not true what some of the other Democrats are saying. It's simply not true that there isn't some grand scheme by the Republicans to disrupt every single one of the meetings. In fact, some of the people that have been speaking have been Republicans, so give me a break. That's not what the case is. I said it the other day, Senator Arlen Specter goes in front of a crowd, right? And in the crowd, you know, you've got obviously a lot of older people, people that are concerned, and the first thing he says is he hasn't read the bill. I haven't read this, and it's not really in a bill format, but I haven't read these pages. My aides are reading them. My 22, 23-year-old aides are dissecting it and then telling me what it's about. Well, of course, you can't read every piece of legislation, but I'm sorry, this takes precedence. So if everybody is concerned about health care, which would completely change what's going on in the nation, then guess what? You have to be informed of every single thing that's being discussed and being voted on, because some of the things will be pulled from whatever form a bill takes, and it affects people. And Mark's right. Everybody has a piece of this. They're in cahoots with so many of the healthcare people. Tomas in Michigan, you've got the floor. You got the last word, brother. Go for it.
All right, sister. You know, I say disrupt. I mean, look, over here in Michigan, when Cheney was speaking in Grand Rapids, the left wing had a parade of people banging pots and pans and trash cans, and you know, and the police let them make all that noise. When Barack Obama was here, we had one guy, Larry Sinclair, saying that, you know, on a megaphone that he had sex with Obama, and the police surrounded him like he had a bazooka, you know?
Yeah, boy, isn't that true. That's a place where we got to end, Tomas, but you made an excellent point. It is true. It has certainly happened to the reverse, but yet it's not really discussed. We discuss it here, though. You can call this show anytime you know the digits, or flip me an email, americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.